The U.S. employment report comes out today, but if you think the current 8.6% jobless rate is bad, look to Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Happy Friday. Now the global perspective on business and economics. In about an hour and a half, we're going to get the first really important economic data of 2012, the Labor Department's monthly jobs report. Economists are optimistic the unemployment rate may continue to drop. Well, in parts of Europe, the job market is even in worse shape. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This is a tale of two Europes, north and south. Germany in the north is booming. Unemployment there is at a 20-year low, 6.8% and falling. Austria, the Netherlands and Luxembourg have also seen a relatively healthy labour market. But it's a different story in the south. There, unemployment is rising fast. In Italy, Spain, Portugal and Greece. Here's Gerwin Davies of the Chartered Institute for Personnel Development.
It's to do with the amount of debt that the likes of Greece and Spain have to pay and the higher borrowing rates that they face as a result of that debt.
High borrowing rates mean slower growth. Davies says the southern debt-laden Eurozone countries are also suffering because their labour markets are too rigid, and none more rigid than Spain. Its unemployment rate is now 23%. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, there's more economic trouble in another European country, Hungary. Both Moody's and S&P have cut Hungary's debt to junk status, and its currency, the forint, is starting to collapse. And now the country's talking to the IMF about a new bailout plan. But Hungary's troubles are different from Italy's or Greece's, because Hungary is not a member of the Eurozone. The BBC's Nick Thorpe is in Budapest with the latest on that story. Hey, Nick.
Hi, Steve.
Where did the country's debt troubles come from, Nick?
They really were built up over the previous administration, 8 years of socialist and partly socialist liberal rule, huge debts ratcheted up, and this new conservative government, the Fidesz government, came into power in 2010 with this massive debt burden, the highest per capita in the EU. That's what the government's trying to deal with. Its answer was to try and make the economy grow out of that, to create new job places and so on. But the end result has been everything. It's got much worse for everybody out on the street because of this near collapse of the Hungarian currency.
You think it's any better or worse off because Hungary doesn't use the euro?
This is a moot point. Hungary would like to join the euro one day, despite all the troubles, of course, that the euro is going through now. But for the time being, it doesn't satisfy the criteria necessary for that with the EU. So it's stuck with its own currency. Its own currency is very weak. But even though it's not part of the eurozone, it's very dependent on it. It exports, almost all its main exports go to the eurozone, especially to Germany. And at a time when the eurozone's in trouble like now, that's really bad for Hungary. So Hungary's on the periphery of all that. But it's getting really battered by the storms within the eurozone. It really would have needed a calmer situation in the eurozone for it to be able to continue borrowing money from largely eurozone countries and the United States, of course, in order to finance its debt and to sort of climb out of this crisis, sort of up the stairs, as it were.
The BBC's Nick Thorpe in Budapest. Nick, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are mostly higher right now. Asian shares were lower today. Samsung Electronics reported a quarterly profit, a record profit, helped big time by sales of premium cell phones. The Aluminum Company of America, better known as Alcoa, said today it's going to slash its global smelting capacity. Alcoa releases its quarterly report on Monday, the traditional start of corporate earnings season. Wall Street yesterday, markets didn't go very far. The Dow lost 2 points to close at 12,415.
American Public Media announces the Splendid Tables new book, How to Eat Weekends, with dozens of new recipes, now available at bookstores nationwide.
California Governor Jerry Brown has told local officials across the state that he's going to provide enough money to cover added inmates at county lockups. A new state law is sending inmates convicted of lower-level offenses to county jails instead of state prison. Well, prison cuts, of course, are helping state budgets balance, and a lot of states are doing that by favoring alternatives to prison time for property and drug crimes. That may also raise the economic prospects for offenders, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
Many states around the country are experimenting with something called accountability or problem-solving courts. Variations include drug court, DUI court, and mental health court. Mark Levin is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He says alternative sentencing is generally for nonviolent and first-time offenders, and the programs are not easy.
You have months of drug testing. If you owe restitution, you have to pay that. Holding a job is, in fact, a condition of the court.
Those who pass often avoid having a conviction on their record. Judith Green follows prison trends for the nonprofit Justice Strategies.
A felony conviction is a huge barrier to employment in the future, eligibility for housing, etc. So it's a big advantage for someone to go through the system and get the kind of services they need in order to get themselves back on track and avoid having the barriers that would face them if they got a felony conviction.
If it weren't for problem-solving courts, 36-year-old Lamont Williams says,
I would be probably in Attica or Sing Sing.
He had several strikes against him when he got caught shoplifting to pay for his drug habit. Now, instead of prison, he's at home in Brooklyn.
I'm clean off drugs. I have a job. I have my kids back in my life. I have goals.
A study in Virginia found that in the 18 months after re-entering the civilian job world, those who successfully completed alternative sentencing earned around $42,000, while folks who went to jail earned less than half that. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, police in Wisconsin arrested a man who took a car he was looking at buying on an extended test drive. Madison police say the car dealer called 911 after a customer drove off the lot without the salesperson to ride along. When pulled over hours later, but only a few miles from the dealer, the man said he had to retrieve money to buy the car. He went all the way to Milwaukee, 80 miles away. When asked why he did it, the man told police he wanted to get a real feel for the car. I'm Steve Chiantakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
With 13 million Americans looking for work, there's one job that's got to be a busy gig.
Well, you know, you could have your pity party for 10 minutes, but if you're a survivor, you can't give up. You know, look at the resources that are out there. Just don't give up.
I'm Tess Vigeland, a look into the life of a job counselor. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.